Blog Talk Radio.
Newsreel of the stars. Dateline Hollywood, 1930. The Warner Brothers Studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artists toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warners' existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
Certain tracks, since, you know, relics must be tuning in.
Yep.
We'll see if he does. But, Relic, if you tuned in,
you get to hear Psycho Killer's very first track ever.
You can let us know what you think of this. This is Gangsta here. With the hot girls before he was going by fucking Psycho Killer, was going by Devil's Nightmare. I don't know where Gangsta here and Devil's Nightmare come together, but maybe you can tell me, maybe you can explain it to us. But here we go.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Too hot in the area, falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her, I just wanna. Gangsta hit with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. I got heat packing her seat. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta hit with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Ha ha. Whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm, they on my dick. Cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
And we're back.
And that's the whole reason you didn't want me on the soundboard, right?
No. Also, so that way, you know, if you decide to put you in a box for a little bit, you can't unmute yourself.
I never unmute myself when I'm in the box anyway, so... Okay.
That's not true. This time when we put you in the box, it's for the hell of it, and you take yourself out.
Because it was just for the hell of it. There was no reason behind it.
But even then, you still take yourself out.
That's the only reason I would take myself out. If there's a reason behind it, I'll stay in the box.
Well, I'll give you the password, maybe about 11:30. See how long you can last without saying your word.
Wait, so what are you going to do at 11:30?
I said, we'll see exactly how long you can last without saying your, the words that you can't say whatsoever. And then maybe, just maybe, we'll give you the password back at 11:30.
Okay.
Until then, this is One Eyed Doll. Track is called Committed.
Hey.
So, Spaz, what did you think of One Eyed Doll?
Well, I came in a little late, but it sounded that dope.
Hell yeah, fucking, yeah, that's the track I sent you last night that you said you couldn't listen to because, you know, your shit was being gay.
Dude, listen, I'm working off of just a cell phone here. I ain't got no internet right now, so it ain't coming until Tuesday, so I suck a fat one.
That's Chris's job.
Oh. Technically, I thought it was Adam's.
Yes. Yeah, it is Adam's job, too.
I'll leave Adam to that one.
Yeah, you're the stalker. It's all good.
But, we got, like, 3 listeners up in the room. We got Judy. Don't know who you are, but welcome. You're not really talking much, but welcome anyways.
What's up?
We got Mama Let up in the room. What is going on, Mama Let?
And I'm the guest.
Chris is the guest because he can't get to the room.
I wonder why he can't get to the room, Chris.
I can get in. I just don't really care to right now.
Hey, Chris, can you play a track for me?
No, I cannot because Javi took me off the soundboard because he wanted to play that damn track, Gangsta Here, today.
Wait, what? Gangsta Here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
Yeah,
by the way, did you see the lovely little music video that goes with that now?
Nope, because I'm not going to check that shit out.
Oh, Ghetto, you know? Ghetto made an awesome, you know, Facebook page for you and everything.
Well, that Facebook page has 3 likes on it, so I don't care.
Yeah, me, Ghetto, and Havoc.
That's it. That's all it will ever be.
Yeah, I highly doubt that. That's almost like Ghost Chokers. Our Facebook page for Ghost Chokers is kind of bomb, but it's all good.
Don't worry, Chris. We'll get you more likes for that page.
Yeah. You know,
you don't
worry.
Have to.
Sure, mad people want to be gangsta here with the hot girls. Because y'all know who I be. Don't forget about the yo-yo. Can't forget about a yo-yo.
How did I forget anything on my first song?
And the fact that, you know, he's fucking his stereo.
Well, here's my deal. If we got new peeps in the fucking chat that we don't know, I don't think that they want to hear gangsta here. Because I think it'll scare them away. I think we should save them from their ears bleeding. And that's just my saying, though.
Yeah, Mama, let go like our Gangsta Here page.
Yeah. Yo, it's mad chill. If you're really wondering about the track, you know, there's a nice little video that we put up on it. So Chris just chilling without his shirt on. And it's a song.
It's so disturbing.
Yeah.
Chris, put a shirt on.
Yeah, well, that's
Well,
ghetto
think
for
of
it
like this. I didn't make that video. So. Blame ghetto.
No, but you made the other one. You know, but you know, like we have boys get put in and you fucking toilet paper rolls, empty Dr. Pepper boxes.
Hey, that was a freestyle rap. So that don't matter. I try to forget about all the shit of me on YouTube.
We could get Busta B up here and try and make a rap about foreigners with backpacks.
We have to make him do that. But
and
he wouldn't have put you do it.
Busta B would not do that shit. He'd be like, fuck you guys.
Well, of course.
Well, we would
so
if we
like
had
going in?
We, know, we would if we had him, you know, on our pages, but don't forget, he deleted me and Chris. Well, he deleted me because I told him, look, he looked like a foreigner with a backpack, and he just deleted Chris right afterwards.
Hey, I've posted on as well, before you posted that one, that me, him, and Ghetto should make a song called Foreigners and Backpacks.
No, but because you probably posted that shit up on his wall, he probably thinks you're the main source of why he's getting fucking made fun of now. Yo, let's call in Adam so everybody else can hear Adam's gay-ass ringback tone. I just like the fact that I can embarrass him by his paramour ringback tone. This kid is fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, it doesn't even sound like Paramore. It sounds country. Oh fuck.
Oh my god, it's so horrible, and I piss myself every time I hear it because I laugh too hard.
So sounds like pissing yourself on the air. Got it.
Wait, what?
You just say you piss yourself every time you listen to it, and you like having to play it every day, so you like pissing yourself on the air. Got it.
Yeah, Chris, just go jump off a bridge or some shit, because that doesn't make no sense. But
yeah, that sounds like fun.
Hey, check it out. We got a request from Mama Let. She wants to hear Sunset Riders. So, there you go.
We got a request out here with the sunshine shining out in the hood. Say they want to hear something sweet, something to watch the sun go down to. So, turn your shit back up for this one right here, Sunset Riders.
It's 80 degrees in the D, let the night begin. Rolling to the pig, picking with a gang of friends. 40-ounce fat jack, pocket full of in. In the hood, sunset, riding work's put in. It's time to kick it with the homies that be down for life. And reminisce for all the riders who ain't here tonight. So get your tank filled up, cause it's time to roll. With my sound full blast and a bitch to go.
$20 on pump two, turn it down, bitch, fuck you. I like to crank my damn loud as I can, understand. The sun is about to set, got me a 40, finna get wet and go riding to the barbecue to smoke with ghetto vets. I'ma fix me a plate with potato salad, everything, a half a slab of baby back, fist full of chicken wings, feeling good now, watching knuckleheads shooting hoops, finna get into the dice game and bucky toes for all they
look. Truck black, right here, where the gap, right here.
Miss one spot, and the smell of them cute ribs is thick in the air. Take a pot shot to them cops, and don't nobody care. The game's on the tube, a circle of fools rolling dice. Got a little something on my arm, and that little something's nice. Besides the glare of chrome, hardly see my whip all black. Tonight seems so right, even grandma tipping back.
Truck black, right here, where the gap, right here. All my riders, if you with me, where you at?
Right here, I'm a gangster.
Even when the sun shines, and when it goes down.
Grab the AK and the MP5. When the sun goes down, you know these thugs get live. But I ain't out looking for no drama in the hood. If you keep it real with me, then the shit'll be all good. I'm just headed to the barbecue over at my Mondem. Kick it, eat some chicken, fill my cup to the brim.
Hot wax mode, and my truck's all clean. To my host house, I must be dreaming. Food on the fire, 40s in the fridge. And my mama's kinda shitty, but kids. Take it to a movie, unless I pass out first to get excused. Backyard lawn chair receiving a hummer. Shit, sunset riding, I love the summer.
Truck black, right here, where the gap,
right here.
All my riders, if you with me, where you at?
Right here,
I'm a gangster.
Even when the sun shines and when it goes down,
I go for mine.
Truck black,
right here,
where the gap,
right here.
All my riders, if you with me, where you at?
Right here,
I'm a gangster.
Even when the sun shines.
With my rims and system, sunset riding on a mission.
On a mission.
Got the chicken head scattered to the park, nothing missing. Got the riders showing up, so the party with goons. And it's all going down under the moon. The queue's going on. Look, you're up. Got that weed brewing, stir up. So hurry up.
And at the end of the day,
I ride off into the sunset.
The day.
I ride off into the sunset.
And at
check.
Welcome back to Rider Radio, motherfucker.
End of the day.
It's been a long day of riding, and you know you're tired. Now you know you done spent your whole day washing and waxing your ride, working, busting your ass for the middle class, maybe cutting your grass, but you're sitting back and smoking some grass like a true player. Where the sun's going down off on the horizon, so it's time to get live and unwind. It's a real cool 95 degrees outside, and it's hot enough to cook an egg on a hooker's titty. But you know how that goes. I just took a caller, told me there's a sweet outside. I said it might be a titty, or maybe it's just that open pit. Casey Masterpiece, or that baby rays on the glaze. Gonna brush me up, Mr. Dr. Barbecue on the grills of steel. Maybe you can fix a plate for your big homie. Don't forget to fix one up for me. Sweet daddy, you know the rest. Call me Coconut, backdoor rider, finger in your butt. You feel me? She did. Don't sweat it, kids. The game is a work in progress. And right now, we all finna take a lunch break. Go ahead and get saucy. We'll be right back on 187.bitch. Rider Radio. Crush pineapple galore, baby.
And we're back. Well, we all quiet up on you. Hey, we got 928 calling in. 928, what's good with us?
Not much. I should be tagged.
You should be tagged.
Yeah, Speedy.
Oh, shit. Where the fuck you been at?
Like I said, I should be tagged.
We don't tag people up on the soundboard.
Well, I thought you did, because usually you know exactly who it is when they come in.
Oh, yeah, we haven't seen your number in forever, so, you know, we need... So, yeah, you definitely remember who the fuck you is by your area code if you ain't here for a long time.
Well, I'm back for a little bit. I've been busy. Trying to get shit.
I think the last time we heard from you was when, fucking... Clown boy was up on here. I forget his name. Crazy clown.
From the one that was up, have been out here.
That was the last time I actually heard from you, but you actually spoken more this time than you did that time.
Exactly.
Now she knows how to talk.
Well, the question is,
to jump off the bridge.
But
fine.
The question is,
I'll do it again.
If you say more words this time without Crazy Clown up on here with us.
Think we
say there's a no.
Me and Chris have came up with the conclusion that bird is the word.
No.
Bird,
yeah. Yeah, she texted me word, and I said, the bird is the word. WTF of the point of making that song.
Just saying, I actually started singing it when he texted me that. Just saying. That's how fucking lame I am.
And you made me think about that damn song.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad, give away. My neighbor got big tentacles, cause we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue. And that girl was in that house, she said, please help me get out. They're giving away. My neighbor got big tentacles, cause we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue. And that girl was in that house,
kick, kick the bottom. And she comes out and she says, there's some old girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him and McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. They're giving away. They're giving away. My neighbor got pink tentacles because we see this dude every day. We didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get it out. They're giving away.
Tell us what to do next, and we'll songify that. Do it to yourself on the Songify app. Just like this.
Just like this. Just like this. Just like this.
Oh, yo ho. Action on the yo.
Dead giveaway. Ooh, dead giveaway. My neighbor got big testicles, because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with it.
You know how many times I've watched that version, by the way? Just saying.
What the fuck was that shit?
Dead giveaway. Yo, you never heard that shit?
Not until now.
Oh my god, it's about that dude that saved that chick from that house for like, that she was like locked in for like, god knows how long. And they took an interview of him. He's like one of those other girls, like that chick that ain't nobody got time for that. Her. He's like her, like dumbass motherfucker. But he saved these girls, like three of them out of this house from this guy who had like tortured them and shit like that. And like he was a cool, chill guy. And like McDonald's is actually calling him because in his interview, he actually said, yeah, I was in my house eating McDonald's, like, or my McRib or some shit like that, and McDonald's is calling him because he refused to take the reward money. He said that the victims needed it. He pulls out, like, his paycheck out of his pocket and goes, like, yo, I got a paycheck. Give the reward, give that money to the girls or the victims or some shit like that. But, like, he goes, like, all right, when you see a pretty little white girl run into a black man's arms, there's something wrong with that. She's either homeless or there's something wrong with her.
Speedy, stop texting.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Clicky, 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 click, 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 click. It's almost as bad as fucking Sam with her fucking murr.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she ain't calling yet. Well, then again, she's probably out fucking partying it up right now.
Or she's pissed because I, you know, booted her off the show last night.
Nah, you know what? She's out at my friend's surprise birthday party that we had going on, but, you know, I'm stuck at home because I ain't got no fucking car. You know? And I got my kids, so.
Well, you know, that's a booted last night, too.
Dude, it's official. I screwed myself when I started making fucking jewelry. Just saying. I fucking...
Oh, what are you making jewelry for? Who the fuck did I buy your...
Dude, I always make jewelry. I've always made jewelry. Are you kidding me?
This is the first time any of us knew this on the show.
Well, yeah. Surprise, Spaz makes jewelry. And I make bank with it, but... Still, I got, like, a fucking deadline, and I've been procrastinating on this one piece. So, like, now I'm, like, fucking rushing to get this shit done.
Hmm.
The last one that I had to do was the fucking owl keychain that I did for a friend of mine.
So my question is, has anybody had their fried chicken today?
Let's do it. Let's have some fried chicken, yo.
Oh, you guys, I'm trying to record this video like 200 times. But this is for all my people that love just some chicken. I love me some chicken so much, I decided to write a song about it, so listen. I bust the windows at you, y'all. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. Smelt that chicken from afar. I traced that smell right back to your car. I'm taking this chicken out your car. don't really care how hungry you are. I'm addicted to chicken, it is not my fault. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken, I just love my chicken. Cluck, 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 you touch my chicken, I beat you up. When I fry my chicken, you gotta go. Ask me for a piece, you out the dough. Eat my chicken with crystal hot sauce. Eat it so much, call me the Rooster Boss. Cock a doodle doo, they see me coming. That's when all those chickens start running. Barbecue sauce, finger licking, licking your lips. Gotta have my chicken. Man, stop playing, I'm fighting for some chicken. Do the mic section, I'm fighting for some chicken. Fry my chicken, fillet my chicken. Grill my chicken, you can bake my chicken. My mama know how to fry that chicken. In that kitchen, taste so crispy. What I'm thinking? Chicken busting windows out your car. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. Something, something that's up from afar. I chase back to your car. I'm taking the chicken out your car. I'm addicted to chicken, it's not my fault. Don't really care how hungry you are. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken out your car. Have my chicken. I need my chicken. I love my chicken. I put nothing above my chicken. Chicken.
And we're back. So is anybody hungry for fried chicken now?
No, I want a sandwich.
I want my Texas barbecue chicken and pizza.
What?
Texas barbecue chicken pizza.
I want my baby back.
Well, how about you make that and let me find the soundboard?
Nope.
Maybe in a minute.
Nope. I'm still saying going to let him on. Okay.
It's past 30 minutes.
Yeah, and you're going to try. We still haven't played that song yet. What, bitch?
Yes, we did. We played it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, and I
what,
wasn't
bitch?
Here.
So, I'll play
here.
Again. If I knew what it was.
I got bored.
You know what, you get bored.
I thought you play that song again and give me the password, but I won't change it because I won't know what the hell it is.
The música de Harry Fry.
Feel like I'm in the sky with Roger Troutman. Look down and saw the hate and a lot of doubt. But I got a mouth that really do flow like a water fountain. Raising hell, but they can tell through me it's all I shouting. Dying, terrific, crying, I am the sickest. Rhyming, explicit, high and bitch, buying the tickets. See, this is me, dismissing this hit if you disagree. Mr. T, but freeze up quick and give a chick a D. Okay, I'm back, having everlasting life. When you're rapping right, let me get nine nasty nights. Fashion mics, living it even if I'm half in height. Gonna be fashion wise, get a rope in my ass and pipes. Alarmingly got out, really horny and hot out. But I'm warning the da-da that he really don't want no corny. Yes, I die, your beats on bread. Soft, your flow been long dead. Hell, I'm giving him his burning his arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Sheesh, it's a motherfucking relief. My nigga Reeves, selling it from Casey Motham, Harry Fried Beats. I can barely be calm yet, not to never be on tech. Hip-hop's a popularity contest. Very odd, they evil and really God. But when I hit him up in a cherry dodge, metamorphosis is scary fraud.
And we're back.
Delayed reaction. We've been back for like a minute now. Hey, Havoc.
Hey, Spaz.
How do you feel about stockings?
How do I feel about what?
Stockings.
Hawkins.
Really? Stockings.
I think I want to stuff your stocking.
Wait, what?
Nice.
Hello.
Now you gotta play that track.
Oh my god.
You have to.
Track.
Hey, you asked.
You pretty much demanded it.
I did. I was my bad. But,
that's what I was thinking too.
Let's go. Let's just pull it. Okay. Walk into that.
What are you doing? That's my style.
I want to stuff your stocking. Oh, 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 that tiny, tiny hole. Oh, 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 so let me stuff your
Really?
The fuck? Come on, Ghetto.
Oh. Is it Ghetto? Ghetto G. Stop messing with
He's
my
the
pick.
Only one on the soundboard besides Havoc.
Yeah, and? You may not know.
So it's either Havoc or Ghetto G.
What are you
doing? That's my style. I want to stuff your stocking. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny hole.
Santa
you're just high. Oh, oh, my.
Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny hole. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny hole. Oh, 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 that tiny, tiny hole. Oh, 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 I bought yourself your stocking. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny hole. Oh, 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 so let me shove your tongue.
How in a battle like goose. Everybody move, everybody get loose. We drift this time rocking. Hyper dragon, stop your stocking.
And we're back.
Yep.
So we all heard it here. Baz wants me to stuff her stocking.
Oh, hell no. No. Like that game, have it. I'm good with that.
Okay, fine. She wants Adam to stuff her stocking.
Yeah, I want Adam to
stuff her stocking. We all know that. She said your.
No, she totally said my.
Yes, I said your.
You could totally.
She said your.
No, she said mine. Well, you know what I mean.
You people on JRR just say you're mine, you know. Fucking retards up in this bitch.
Well, you know, kind of can't help it since, you know, we're here with Chris and it seems to be rubbing off.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Of course, that's the reason.
It is. Well, I don't know because, you know, he's going to that big school now.
Yeah.
He's not going to the little school no more. He's going to the big school.
Yeah, Chris, well, what's that big school called?
I'm not saying the name. I'm not stupid. When I came from the Tally Box for saying the name.
What name? What are you talking about? Ain't nobody going to put you in the Tally Box. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right. I see the trick a million miles away. Good try.
Y'all know who I be.
Gangsta here.
With the hot girl.
Y'all know.
Hey, why not play it again?
Well, Chris, since you insist.
Yes,
you and give me the password.
Good try. Good try. It ain't happening. Good try, though.
Shut the fuck up!
Praise music.
Bitch.
Really, Ghetto?
Thank you for the password, Ghetto.
Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Too hot in the area. Falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her, I just wanna. Gangsta hit with the high girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the high girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the high girls, y'all know who I be. I got heat packing her seat. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm they on my dick, cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
And we're back.
Well, apparently Chris doesn't need to beat his meat.
Well, of course not. He's fucking his stereo.
Yeah, I know, huh? So, is there any way that I can get this as a ringtone just for Chris's fucking text messages? This way I know that it's him and I don't have to answer. I mean, respond. I'll respond right back.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Chris, I gave you the password.
It said you do not have sufficient permissions for this location.
That's awesome.
You might want to try that again because you're not supposed to be getting that message. You do not have sufficient. Wow. I've never gotten that message before.
Apparently just don't like... Apparently the British bitch don't like Chris.
I guess not.
Leaving it on the...
It says I'm signing in the chat room under my Facebook account and it's trying to sign me in that way.
Well, who's the moron? Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Tried to hit me. Fuck it, I won't.
Chris, any luck there?
No, so I just decided to close out my internet browser and reopen it.
Oh, yeah, by the way, just so everybody knows, all you fucking talkers out there, like Spaz, check out fucking Mama Let's fucking bong art. Yo, she makes whole fucking handcrafted bongs from fucking Faygo bottles and all this fucking shit. It's dope as all fuck. Fucking hit her up. Tell her JR sent you her way. Like, no lie, the bongs up on this shit is fucking crazy. I'm gonna see, you got a fucking root beer one, you got a red pop one, you got something called Howdy. You got a Jack Daniels fucking bong. Like, no lie, this shit's just fucking sick as all hell. So if you're a fucking toker, check that shit the fuck out. I'm telling you right now. Speedy, did you die on us? Yep.
Texting. Apparently she ain't a multitasker.
I could have sworn she said testing, not texting.
Texting. I'm on mute.
Ah, she's back to being mute again. Oh, bud. But, let's see. You know what, since we got Toxic up in the room, I think we should go with a track from the Shadows of the Undead. And we are going to go with...
Motherfuckers gonna take over this place. Party like a what? Party like a juggalo. Party like a what?
And we're back.
Yep.
What's this?
I said what I'm making is going to take forever.
Yeah.
I'm only on my fourth set, and I got to do 10.
Damn.
Yeah.
I found an old show up on fucking Netflix. I'll give you a hint. Not the baby.
Dinosaur.
Yep.
I can't wait to get my Netflix back up on fucking shit so I can watch shit like that. Oh, they're crazy without fucking internet, man. I can't play fucking Call of Duty. I can't do shit. They ain't supposed to be coming here until Tuesday. Not the mommy.
Kick the baby. I think this was definitely one of the best shows ever created.
Oh, yeah. That and the snorkels. You remember those? Those motherfuckers?
Yes,
and
I do.
The weird-ass fucking things. Or Fraggle Rock. Dude, I used to love Fraggle Rock.
Yeah. Trying to pronounce it.
Yeah, and like my fucking retard self can't pronounce that shit. You Fraggle Rock.
That's okay. I don't only think half the motherfuckers in that shit didn't even know how to fucking pronounce it.
Although, I do have to say, I don't know many people who ever, like, who really get my quotes that I say from certain shows. And one of them thus being Schnarf Schnarf Lionel, Schnarf Schnarf.
You and your fucking Thundercats.
Oh. Dude, so many people are like, huh? What is that? What's Schnarf? I'm like, really? You don't know what Schnarf is? I'm like, y'all can go kill yourself.
Huh? I'm pretty sure Chris doesn't know what Schnarf is.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Go find a shotgun and kill yourself.
Okay, I'll go do that.
Like, seriously, you don't know? You've never watched Thundercats?
Nope.
Oh, God, dude. You poor, deprived child, you. Your cat was the shit. You have a show. What are you doing? You're watching the fucking dinosaur. I for the fucking host behavior. At least just this time.
You're welcome.
A lot.
The bad fucking dungeons was definitely one of the best fucking shit ever put out by fucking Jim Henson. Like, no lie. And of course my shit goes fucking frozen, so
it don't want you watching it.
Oh, no, not that. I'm talking about my computer.
Oh. Word. Yeah, well, now you ain't got no access to the fucking soundboard, dumbass.
Yeah, but then again, Chris doesn't need it.
Awesome. So no one can do anything on the soundboard, so he's out to talk.
Except for Ghetto G.
Ghetto G is the only one with access right now.
Pretty much, and my Facebook's even fucking up. It doesn't say my path has been correct, so I'm having fun with that.
Did you ever get on the fucking soundboard yet, dude?
Nope.
The fuck? Are you, like, typing it in correctly? Like, are you on it?
I typed it correctly.
Are you sure?
I am 100% sure.
Uh-huh. Sure you are. Yeah, I'm sure it's a part of your shenanigans.
Did you try typing it in backwards?
Just try what?
Did you try typing it in backwards?
No, I did not.
Well, you might want to try that. You know, British people, they drive on the wrong side of the fucking road.
Okay, well, I mean, they're in backwards. Yeah.
Why is she talking into the phone like that? Like, what are you trying to do? Eat the phone?
No, you are attached to my shoulder right now. Shit.
Yeah, it sounds like you're trying to eat the phone.
Nom nom nom.
Faces, dark spaces, sons disgraces, wives complacent, fathers lose patience, and families start blaming. The ground is constantly shaking. I may appear alone, but there are others like me nationwide, down on their knees, hands together, and they're facing the skies. They're wondering why the so-called God has left them to die, cause it seems the demons are the only ones who care to take the time. They're contorting, distorting me as my soul is torn, as it's torn from me, and they make it so hard to see the pitfall in front of me, and the ashes that surround me are from burning bridges leading to my friends and family. Somebody tell me, why can't this all just come to an end? I'm tired of being reminded of my life of sin, and I don't want to be tormented by the voices again. Life is a game that everybody loses, nobody ever wins. Wait, cause this will be my final day. The world outside has turned so cold, and I don't think that I can face it alone. Meet me halfway to help numb the pain, I pray. Chained in case I'm burned from the sun, and I'm praying for the darkness to come. Meet me halfway. Even though my body may wither and die, my soul lives on and my heart still beats for you. Corroded over time, I still struggle to define that thin red line. I do not want to be the one that has to tell you that you're wrong. And this time I will make sure that I'm not there to catch you when you fall. Cause I didn't spend all this time ascending from the darkness to live my life under your shadow so heartless. But I promise that I will always love you regardless. Meet me halfway, cause this'll be my final day. The world outside has turned so cold, and I don't think that I can face it alone. Meet me halfway to help numb the pain, I pray. Chained in case I'm burned from the sun, and I'm praying for the darkness to come. Meet me halfway.
Me and you, we've been together for so very long, and in my mind, no end in sight will keep on going strong. But I couldn't have seen the swing from the blind side when you told me what was really on your mind. You told me that you love me and that you always will, but you didn't think that we should be together anymore. You begged me to believe that it was you and not me, and that you just needed time to try and find yourself. What the fuck, bitch? How could you do this to me? Wasn't my love good enough? Didn't I try to give you everything? You were my world, my life, the other half of me. Well, fuck you. At least I know my Desert Eagle loves me. I know this by the way it never complains when I load up my clip. It's time to pleasure, it's pure and unashamed. It's let me halfway down my throat. It's time
doing this, and I'll make sure that you know that you're the reason for all of this.
Wait, cause this will be my final day. The world outside has turned so cold, and I don't think that I can face it alone. Meet me halfway to help numb the pain, I pray. Chain and tape, I'm burned from the sun, and I'm praying for the darkness to come. Meet me halfway, cause this will be my final day. The world outside has turned so cold, and I don't think that I can face it alone. Meet me halfway to help numb the pain, I pray. Chain and tape, I'm burned from the sun, and I'm praying for the darkness to come. Meet me halfway.
Hey, we're back.
Yep.
Fucking little dinosaur. Am I at work? No. No, I'm pretty sure that this is definitely a show that Chris has never seen before.
I think Chris is too young for that shit.
Yeah, pretty much. And Toxic, yeah, that track was actually dope. Tell Sam Grimm to get some more music so we get more airplay, because track's definitely dope as all hell.
Nope.
Sam Grimm out of North Fort Myers, Florida.
Well, let's go to hell.
Huh?
Well, let's go to hell.
I said Sam Grimm, Florida.
Wow, selective hearing, Spaz.
No, no, no. I thought you said, like, that person said for us to go to hell.
Well, you know, the track is called Meet Me Halfway There. Well, Meet Me Halfway, should say.
Yeah, no, we're already there, so we ain't meeting nobody halfway.
Yeah, it's called Connecticut. They had to meet us. They had to meet us here.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, what do you want? Why are you messaging me?
Yeah, Chris, why are you messaging her?
I'm not. I'm still trying to get the hell into the soundboard.
You still can't get into it, dude.
Nope.
There's something wrong with you.
No, I don't think there's something wrong. I mean, I answered everything correctly, and it says that it's invalid username or password.
Well, you can't change the you can't change the username.
Yeah, seriously?
That's just impossible.
Well, duh, I already know that. And I answered the same password you gave me.
Nothing, so I'm laughing as I pass the 44 Magnum to my left. Three attempts were made already, and there's still one bullet left. Don't want just to meet your maker, or just send directly soft. So come on and put this barrel to your head or in your mouth. Second option is much safer, cause I sure would be pissed. If I want to paralyze, I shit myself because I missed. Staring at the next contender, I'm not gonna miss a thing. If you end up dying, try and blow his brains out with a bang. Like cocaine, this game's addicting, and the rush you get can kill. This addiction can't be cured by no motherfucking pill. From the barrel that you temple, everybody's eyes on you. It's your turn to squeeze the trigger, and this game without a clue. If you're buckering out already, or if you will get it past, if you pull the trigger steady, this is when we heard it blast.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you. Pull it in the chamber, then continue. Pass it all around to someone dead in the crowd. Pass it all around, cause it's Russian roulette.
I wanna kill you all because you never fucking listen. I wanna chop you up and leave you for the mortician. It's kinda funny how you're leaving me for bullshitting. If I see you with, I swear to God, I'm gonna go get him. Sit him down with the gun, Russian roulette. See a hand, bitch, make you wanna take bets. It's just my sweat, maybe that's why I freak out. As I take my 9 out and put it up in your mouth.
Put it in the chamber. it. I'm gonna trigger when the barrel's in my face. I can feel my heart race, so I pace myself. Do I really got the balls to fucking kill myself? Me and my friends need help. Look what we do for fun. If we ain't cutting ourselves, then we playing with guns. You might think we're nuts, but we think life sucks. We can give a fuck what you think about us.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you. Bullet in the chamber, then continue. Pass it all around to someone dead in the crowd. Pass it all around, cause it's Russian roulette.
Cold sweat is 3:15 a.m. Fuck 'em up again, spherically shit. Fuck 100 milligrams. Relieve this monkey off my back and get these demons out my body. A bloody hobby is what consists. When you charge to live your life, know what a pile of shit. Motherfuckers be like a crayon and I be like, yeah, you goddamn right. I brought the fucking body bag, dim down lights. Twin chrome in the mini mag. Insanity and genocide known as Dark Half. My boy Scum sits across the table. Slides me a rusty revolver from a dead man's stable. I take it and cock it and spin that shit. Fucking showcase showdowns between brain and cliff. If it ends, I'm going out with a bang. Just know I love my family, but fuck this life of pain.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you. Bullet in the chamber, then continue. Pass it all around to someone dead in the crowd. Pass it all around, cause it's Russian roulette.
Yes.
Can you play Sunny Day?
Yes, I can. There you go.
Hey, so you figured out you couldn't provide what I needed, so you went for someone else that's a lot easier and a lot cheaper, and hanging out with all your fucking clown friends and all their little backup girlfriends. It must be pretty easy for you to get some, so when you want something good, don't fucking come to me, okay? Bye.
Would you show me the door? I would slither out across the floor. I'm ugly.
Your presence.
Do me, oh, do me.
On some dead, my ghost will come and haunt you. Cause it's you that committed suicide. It's you that committed suicide. Cause it's you that committed suicide. When it's you that committed suicide. That it's you that committed suicide.
Sunny day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now I'm going to play another track because I got to take a piss.
I would play a song right now, but I still can't get in.
Wow.
songs up on here.
Yep. I just closed out Blog Talk. I'm giving up on trying to sign in. These just won't let me.
That sucks.
Did it just be you?
I already said Blog Talk hates me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless having misspelled something in that password.
No. Chris, I would know the password since I write it down now.
Yep.
Hey, look. Speedy left. Oh, well.
She wasn't talking anyways. It's not important.
Most people aren't important. It's all good.
Yep.
My mother, with every step I take, she was there for my first step in the first place. Everybody wants out on their own. Now that I'm grown, I wanna be back home. In a world full of vipers, only my mother's love was righteous. I feel I've been to hell and back 3 times. I can never sum it up with these rhymes. Looking for a story to share with somebody, but they never seem to care. While I'm looking for this person everywhere, I'm slipping cause my mom is right here. Life moves along so fast, when I see real love at last, it's past. That ain't gonna happen to me. I can hear my conscience rapping to me. It's like, hey, you only got one real friend. From the cradle to the grave and back again. With unconditional love, that's my mother I'm speaking of.
That's just the way it is.
My love will never change.
My love will never change.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Mama.
And I know it's true. Even in my darkest time, in my darkest hour, when my heart is blind, and I'm giving nobody respect. My mother's dead, I put my ass in check. Cause she don't play that Mr. Famous track. She was putting them diapers on my ass. Every side of me, it don't matter how thuggish I try to be. N-A-W every week in the backyard. Now I'm in the big time trying to act hard. What matter when I look the years back? Was mama bringing them chairs back? Sporting every dream I got. Best believe, man, I dreamed a lot. Me and Ruth, boy, I'm trying to tell you. Not a day goes by in life, we don't feel ya. We ain't taking nothing for granted. Mom's lasagna is so good, I can't stand it. Mrs. Hill always greets me with a hug.
Rudy got all his love.
That's just the way it is.
My love will never change.
My love will never change.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, mama.
Mama.
Come on, come on, come on. That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
My love will never change.
My love will never change. Just the way it is. Mama. Everybody around me, they use me and go for self. They want cash, equity, bank, and wealth. Mom puts that on the shelf. All she cares about is my health. It all seems too good to be. As I'm battling life, mama's backing me. And she only really wants one thing of mine. Just a little time. Mother, in this world of stars, money and snakes and labor wars, whatever else life puts me through, it's all number two when it comes to you. And your love is all I treasure. My real father just didn't measure. He was gone without a thing to say. I know he would have failed in comparison anyway. He gave me 3 times the love, enough for you, him, and the God above. Rude boy, his daddy was strong, stayed holding on when the ease was gone. Nowadays everything's alright. Millionaire rocking these microphones all night, making all our dreams come true. And we full of love, mama, thanks to you. Still sorry about the China cabinet. Wish I could bring it all back now, damn it. Linda, Ron, Kathy, and Raul, we want you to know that we love you.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
My love will never change.
My love will never change. That's just the way it is, mama. My love will never change.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is, mama.
And we're back.
What's that here?
Robbie, Arlene, there's a bell in here. This is your father talking.
I want my face here on the dinosaurs right there.
Hell yeah. I mean, fucking, I'm going to go through this entire, like, every single fucking season of this fucking show and watch every single bit. I think Chris checked it out just because of the simple fact, he was never around for this one.
What show?
Dinosaur motherfucker.
Thundercats, that one?
No, the dinosaurs.
The hell is that?
Oh. Chris, you had a shitty ass fucking childhood. Go back to England.
He grew up on, like, SpongeBob and Barney.
I don't even remember what the fuck I grew up on.
How the fuck do you not remember, like, what shows you watched when you were, fucking me, were a kid?
Okay, the most I remember was, like, shows like stupid shit like Pokemon, Digimon, like that crap.
How about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? You grew up on that shit?
On what?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I don't really remember the shows when I was a kid. The one thing I do kind of remember was also stuff like Thomas the Tank Engine or whatever that was.
Wow, really, dude? Really? You don't know who Mr. Rogers is?
I know it's some rabbit.
What?
No, it's not a rabbit. That's Roger Rabbit, dumbass.
Oh. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Of course, yeah. It is. Like,
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize it's not enough. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying and chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta know. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of need a little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and the gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Living in the
after minute, hour after hour. Everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking at what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody did it teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Toxic, that was Coolio. Let's see if we even have that track on the soundboard already. If not, Gilly is going to have to upload it. Get us in the chat room. Oh, we have it. There we go. Prognosis of things to come.
Sitting here feeling so alone. No more fear. the salvation for which you so eagerly strive. Accept my embrace and let the light fade from your eyes. Yeah.
And we're back. That track's definitely dope, though. I mean, it sucks that Shadows and the Undead ain't together no more. But, well, partially, anyways.
Word.
And yay, wow. The soundboard still didn't let me in.
Damn.
I was going to give up because I'm guessing if I try it again, it's probably going to lock me out, you know what I mean?
I don't think Blow Talk locks you out.
Radio.
Hey, Chris, try this one.
Okay. That word.
Oh, man. Damn, Chris, man, it took you this long to figure out the password, huh?
I was trying to say one over and over again.
Way to go, dumbass.
Well, I was kind of like, why the hell is the password this long? Because usually, I mean, it used to be like half that size, you know?
Oh, don't forget, there's also times where I made the password even longer.
Yeah, so probably in 3 months, if you change the password like 5 more times, it'll probably be like 100 letters as a number to be like, dude, I give up.
Bud. Man, the password's been that long before. And longer.
And longer. That's the bad part.
I think it's time to play some Immure. Track is called Demons with Ryu.
I am no one. Loving, dreaming.
Be able to play a band from right here in Connecticut.
You mean from hell?
Yeah, pretty much. But, I'm pretty sure Gilgi's going to call here very shortly since, you know, he's got like 10 minutes left.
And, or maybe he just won't call in at all.
Hey, you never know.
Either or could happen.
You may have to get his 2 cents in for like a second.
Yeah. Especially the fact, you know, he's throwing out his sandwich from Spurs.
Well, you know, I make good sandwiches, so.
Exactly, but, you know, he's still waiting on his. But, you know, maybe we should play a Ghetto G track, see what happens. Oh, it ain't Christmas anymore, so I'm going to play a Christmas track.
Oh.
How about this? Ghetto G's, I'm Ready for War.
Warning. 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 Warning.
It's always a warning groups, no one ever knew. I'm rising from the shadows, nothing you can do. I keep being real, I don't need no stupid gimmick. Fed up with the radio, it all makes me sick. You making songs is just a damn waste. I'll show you talent, come and get you a taste. When it comes to rhyming, that shit's out the door. I won't be centered in no Walmart store. I be like a lion, cause I am a beast. I'm that dope white boy coming from the east. At the start, beating good pussy for a feast. You just disgusting, molesting kids like a priest. Look at your lame ass, your swag's on broke. Only getting laid with the Facebook post. I'm on a mission, I hope you feel my campaign. I'm here to get music popping like some champagne. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear. Saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come and bring the hate.
This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. Name's Ghetto G, but I'm not from the hood. No one even gets me, I'm just misunderstood. It's undeniable, I got skills, but people still hate. No one give me a shot, I could be something great. I got that driving ambition, that'll take me far. I'm not going anywhere, I'm long term like a scar. This world's at war, that's why I'm dropping bombs. Hate that they glorify the ghetto and team moms. Tired of wasting time on people who can't lay a decent track. I don't trust anyone, cause no one got my back. No matter what you think, bitch, I will not surrender. You're a fake, a ripoff, you'll never be anything better. Hey, drumming you crying in your closet, you have a meltdown. You'll never be like fat, you get the thumbs down. You hate everyone cause you really hate yourself. Go back to your dungeon, do something else. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate.
Hey, we're back. What up, ghetto?
Play it and he will come.
Really? Is that so?
No, you dirty little freak. Not like that.
You like it dirty. And you like him freaky.
What does that got to do with this, though? Well,
everything.
Man, so what would you say the phobia of people afraid of chat rooms would be?
Ask our nurse here. She might know.
There's really not a specific phobia for, like, word for chat room kind of phobia.
I bet you Google could tell me something that you can't.
Go ahead. All the phobias.
I wasn't even aware, you know, there was a word for it.
Oh, yeah? Why is it coming from Google?
I don't know. Chris, why does it come up on you?
What?
I don't know. I think you should probably ask Adam why the fuck Big Homie's name was in that song earlier today.
Wait, what the hell does this come up for, man? This isn't fucking fear of chat rooms. This is fear of vomiting in public. What?
I wish I had that fear. I feel like, and he went away like a bitch.
How can you be afraid of puking in front of people?
That's awesome. Yeah, let's ask him bad about that one.
That's actually not an uncommon fear.
You know what is uncommon? People that are afraid of mustard.
I know a grandmother that's afraid of mayonnaise.
Well, that sucks for them.
Pretty much.
Like, legit afraid. They won't.
5 minutes in the box.
Yeah, Spaz, you get 5 minutes in the box.
Folks, please note that the Phobia chat room is back and alive. Why won't you give me a fucking name for it?
No, how about the fact that that fucking dude just now fucking shipped out, like just yesterday or something like that, fucking shipped out my fucking Dark Lotus shirt.
When did you order?
On the 3rd.
Oh, wow. He's behind.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, this thing says right here, estimated delivery on or before Wednesday, May 8th.
Well, he's not getting a positive review.
Hell nah.
Ten seconds?
Definitely not getting a fucking positive review. Ever. I mean, let's do that, you know. That's how many of my fucking decals was, you know, I feel faster with the shit.
I don't know. Sometimes people, they take a while to send shit, or they send shit and they don't tell you that it's sent.
Yeah, I know. I mean, come on, but fucking, I ordered this shit on the 3rd. It was supposed to be here Wednesday. It's only the 12th. Fuck out of here.
Pretty much. Here you go, Chris, man. Is this your picture right here? Bestiality. According to Family Guy, it's perfectly legal.
According to Family Guy, what?
According to Family Guy, it's perfectly legal.
Wow, I think we should ask Adam about that.
No, he likes guys. He's just gay.
That's worse.
Imagine Call of Duty with no mute button.
That would be horrible for anybody up on here.
I didn't even know there was a mute button. I don't even play that game.
That's because there is no mute button. The mute button is your fucking TV remote.
Well, then how the hell Do you know if you kill somebody, does it tell you on a screen? Like, you killed someone.
You see them die.
I don't know. Playing video games on mute is probably like watching porn on mute.
Or, you know, watching Spaz on mute.
No, that would save lives.
It really would.
Hey, yo, here's a fun fact for you. How about the hippie Jennifer, man? She has a cell phone.
Holy shit, are you serious?
Yeah. She said she doesn't have the internet, but she's on a cell phone.
So why can't she call him to the show?
On another thing, Victoria says hi.
Yeah, well, tell Victoria to go mute herself.
She's working. How is she going to mute herself?
Oh, so she has a job for once?
Apparently.
I feel sorry for the sad motherfuckers that hired her.
Do you know which Victoria I'm talking about?
New Jersey Victoria or Toya?
There you go, New Jersey.
Yeah, like I said, tell her to go mute herself. Because like I said, I'm pretty sure her job's going to regret the fucking day that they hired her. Just because it's an old fact. But that one
She's
little
special.
Word. Yeah, especially like a fucking short bus.
Exactly.
The fuck?
I think it's way how Spaz left, but she wasn't muted.
Wow, I guess she didn't want to make the sandwiches. Horrible woman Ning.
Ning.
Well, it's fucking amazing that, you know, Chris kept trying to fucking password. And I kept, you know, like giving the wrong password twice.
Are you aware of me knowing these things already?
Is he actually listening during the show going on?
Yeah, but Chris, you didn't figure it out until, you know, until I actually gave you the actual password.
Yeah, he was struggling for quite a while.
It's not working, motherfucker.
You think he would have got the point.
Yeah, especially when it said insufficient permission.
Wouldn't it say, like, invalid?
No, it said that so many times. It said insufficient privileges or something like that. So I think I put it too many times, and I couldn't log in, so I had to, like, restart my fucking computer.
Well, after you put the right name in there. Who the hell would want a fucking stretched convertible thing?
I don't know.
It's fucking retarded.
An African-Mexican midget would want that.
No.
You know what, Chris? You say it again, you can put it in the box.
Now, what the hell does it matter now?
That's a joke.
Yeah, end of the show. But this goes towards this show, period, now.
I told Carrie to call in, but she said she was playing beer pong.
I'm sorry. Tell Carrie I said to go drown.
All right, I'll let her know even though I haven't talked to her since 11:49. All right, I'll let her know that you said you want her to drown. Havoc said he wants you to
go drowning.
Drowned.
come on, girl, remember?
She ain't gonna understand this because she's gonna be drunk as hell right now.
Of course not. She's too busy drowning with alligators.
Probably going to tell her friends that you just said this. They're going to be all angry. They're going to come after you with gators.
Oh, man.
She said question mark.
Tell her I said go back to drowning with the alligator.
Go back to drowning with the alligator.
That's a go for another question mark.
Or you know that, or you know, or she finally figured out it's not drowning, it's swimming.
Surprise, Toxic's still in the chat room there.
Yeah, either we're not talking.
What the hell is that? I think she tried to put like a sad face, but she put like the double, what the hell is it? Double circle name? Colon, some shit. But that star and then the slash.
I'm taking guesses and say she doesn't remember. Yeah, just ask her if she finally figured out. It's not drowning, it's swimming.
Well, right now would not be a good time to be going swimming.
Yeah, she'd probably do it anyways.
No swimming while intoxicated.
Unless you're Sammy.
Unless you're supervised. Like Chris, man, we gotta put him in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, because I'll drown in there.
Yeah, you leave the room for a second. Next thing you know, you come back, he's fucking face down in the water.
Yeah, you come back, he goes to get something to drink, like, I don't know, fucking soda or something like that, and he finds me dead.
Jeez, you would die if we left you alone to go get a drink?
That'd be awesome.
How the hell did your parents get through that?
I have
they couldn't,
no
they couldn't leave you alone ever. Wait, what the
yeah,
hell
that's
is that?
Thing
wait,
is.
Wait, 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 hold on. What does this mean? She said she's buzzed with a vodka and a black. Like, is that like vodka and a black guy?
I think that's what she means.
Or she drank vodka and she turned into a black person.
I put vodka nice and you're with a black guy?
I don't know what her response is.
like, what the fuck, man? She that drunk, man? She in the arms of a black man.
You know, when she's drunk, she, you know, she'd be able to type better. Because when she's sober,
she's drunk with a black guy and she types better.
Oh,
wow.
She meant a black and mild, you know, the pure sugar cigarette.
She realizes it's not a cigarette, right?
Then what the hell is it?
Cigar.
Hey, it's not a cigar.
Yeah, it is. Black and mild is a cigar.
Well, she didn't say that she was smoking a cigarette. She just said that she was smoking a black. Or she just said a black. There you go. Is that better?
For her, probably not.
Drunk, you ended up in the arms of a black man.
No, I've never been very drunk. She sets a whole new standard.
No, no, you gotta get it right, man. She's drunk with a black in her mouth.
I've never been very drunk.
I think
he's very drunk right now.
Maybe.
No, I'm just trying not to cough anymore because I've been. I don't know why the fuck I've been coughing for.
Because you smoke too much.
Nah, I didn't really smoke that much today.
Man, I meant your entire life, motherfucker. I don't mean just today.
Duh.
Although it is kind of funny that Carrie talks when she's drunk, though.
Yeah. Now, my question is, can she spell better when she's drunk, or...
Well, she's not misspelling anything, if that's the question.
Yeah. Well, then that's definitely a shocker.
Nah, as were Chris, man. When he's sober, he can't even spell.
Exactly. I have a good talent at that.
A good time or a good talent?
Talent.
I guess so.
We really are.
Leaving our feedback for the dude that sent me the decal. And
you actually leave feedback?
Yeah, why not?
Man, people all gave me positive reviews and shit, and all they did was buy off of him.
Yeah, same here. I mean, this guy hasn't sent me a thing yet. I'll feedback from him, but that's what the dude that sent me the fucking Dark Lotus shirt. Yeah, he ain't definitely getting a fucking feedback.
Now, is it a brand new shirt?
Oh, he said, let's see, it says right here. Size XXL, practically new, worn maybe twice.
So it's not new?
No.
Is it faded at all?
No.
Wow.
Shit, man, I'm going to get paid next week.
He probably realized that he probably realized that he was wearing it when he whenever you bought it.
Pretty much.
But I did find a few other shirts I'm gonna get as well. Found a 3XL Bizarre shirt.
I think I've seen that.
$20. And double XL, one less G in the hood, Blaze Dead Homie shirt for $15.
Yeah, I don't really like to buy used clothes.
That's why the minute I get it, goes straight into the wash. Oh, here we go. The Bizarre shirt has never been worn.
There you go.
It's got all the dates on the back, too. Harford, Pittsburgh, Boston, Worcester. Connecticut, too, and they only had them once. Go figure.
Jeez.
Yeah, and that was probably like the longest way I think they ever did, though. Because the tour started in Boston on November 29, 2000. And ended on June 10th,
2001. Shut up, Chris. You're talking too much.
Yeah, my snoring dog is putting me asleep.
Did you just say your snoring dog is putting you to sleep?
A snoring sound.
How does that put you to sleep?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, then. Fan again.
My fan's low as all hell.
And you could hear it.
Hey, Doug Willis poster.
Yeah, how big is that? Small as hell.
Doesn't really say how big it is, but yeah, it probably is. Looks like almost the same size of a cord, like a fucking psychopathic cord.
Yeah, see?
But there's also fucking, this one dude's fucking, you got like all these stickers up on this shit too, fucking the Wraith, How the Wicked, Corporate Avengers.
Wait, on what?
eBay, there's a ICP flyer / sticker lot. ICP, Twisted, Subnoise.
Dude, why is it every time I sign in, I always got fucking pictures of ICP shirts right there. Boom.
But, yeah, it's like, we got flyers from Corporate Avenger, Subnoise, Family Tree, How the Wicked, The Wraith, and stickers for like ICP, Cottonmouth Kings, Twisted. Looks like a poster for ICP.
Well, that's some bullshit, man. I'd buy this shirt right here, but I don't want to place a bid on it. This shirt right here, it's a cartoon version of ABK, and it says Ghetto Neighbor on it.
Damn.
But somebody has it up. The current bid is $10, but you just can't buy it, though.
How about this? Apparently this is rare. Oh, wait, maybe it is rare as fuck. $59.99 for this shit. It's a ICP wallet. Where it's like, you know, like, looks like a $1 bill with like all the Joker's cards on it and shit like that.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't really think it's rare though, since, you know, it's probably funded in centers.
Yeah, you probably can.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Man, I wish this shirt right here was a fucking 3X, but it never is.
Yeah, I'm definitely not buying from this dude.
Come on, son.
Because of the simple fact, for the fucking description and shit, he puts the fucking Wikipedia shit up on there.
For what?
For that wallet. And the description is, Insane Clown Posse, a.k.a. ICP, is an American hip-hop duo from Detroit, Michigan. Like, motherfucker, what the hell? Like, you just put up their fucking Wikipedia and edit everything about them from their Wikipedia. How is that a fucking description of the goddamn fucking wallet? I mean, yeah, it says, now, it says brand new, but it really isn't, because of the fact, you know, the dude took it out of the fucking shit already, and, you know, he's got, like, holding it up and everything like that, so, yeah.
Shit, man, I got the Corporate Avengers CD on here for $12.87.
Hell yeah.
Or they have this one for $9. They even have the second CD up here too.
But I might go for that bizarre shirt though.
Holy shit. Corporate Avengers has a cassette tape.
Oh, fuck. When the hell did that happen?
Dude, that's old as hell. What the hell? Who the hell has a tape player?
I don't know.
Chris, do you have a tape player?
Fuck no.
Why are you so angry about that?
Why the hell would anybody have a tape player? And what's the use of it?
To listen to tapes?
Yeah.
Okay, well, who the hell has tapes?
I don't know.
I mean, I have, like, maybe
that's
one tape.
That's the exact reason. I don't have a tape player. Because nobody uses tapes anymore.
Oh, shit. This is a good CD, though.
Which one?
The Corporate Avengers CD.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Holy shit, why is this CD right here $66?
I don't know, but
I think
what
that's
are...
too cheap.
Like, why does a CD need to be that expensive?
Who knows? Who knows?
Just like these damn people selling posters for like $15. Like, are you kidding me? I can get a damn poster at like Spencer's or somewhere else for like $8.
Is this what you're looking at, Ghetto? The fucking promo tapes and shit?
What?
I found something up on here for $18. Corporate Avengers, Head PE, KMK.
No, dude, it's just a single cassette tape.
Yeah, no, with this one you get like... One... Two, three, four, five, like a shitload of fucking Corporate Avenger fucking cassette, Head PE cassette, Fly for KMK, Hidden Stash, Riding High Tour 2000, Man of the Force, Corporate Avengers, Freedom, something because don't know because motherfucker put goddamn had the fucking flash on like a moron.
I got these damn CDs burned, though.
Corporate Avenger, New Testament, 2-CD, New Sealed.
Yeah, that's the second CD that they put out.
Yeah, I remember.
That I never saw, never saw the actual copy of it, though.
And yay, it takes me to fucking Spider-Man. Am I an Avenger? Marvel Comics. What the fuck? I think
damn,
the Corporate Avenger is giving me Spider-Man, the Avengers, and shit like that.
It's because you put Avengers in.
Nah, man, I put Avenger. No S.
And it still came up. How about that? See that?
Yeah, man. Avengers, official index, the Marvel Universe, Marvel Comic Group. Okay, look, the Mighty Avengers, holiday gift set Reader's Digest. Oh, look, another Reader's Digest of Mortal Kombat, of Marvel the Mighty Avengers. Although they fucked it up because they gave Captain America the face of Iron Man. The leg
of Thor. There you go. You could buy that card set for $120.
Yeah, fuck that.
For some fucking trading cards, man.
I spent $120 fucking dollars on that shit. Fuck out of here.
So here you go. You can buy the original Dark Lotus album for $46.
Why would I want to spend that much on that?
I don't know. I have that CD.
Yeah, I do too.
Do you have the actual CD, or are you talking about it's on your computer?
I have it burned on a CD.
Tisk, tisk.
I guess I'm not, well, I don't really feel like bidding on this shit, so fuck off. But it's the psychopathic, well, records, Dark Lotus mask hat. Well, you know, ski mask hat.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, I already have the Great Malenko. I already have the Terror Wheel. Already had The Shining.
We're talking about CDs.
Yeah. I found this fucking... Sure, it says Insane Clown Posse plus Darkless plus Blade plus ABK. 15 Psychopathic Records CDs for $110.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and the only thing in it that's actually original is the Dark Lotus album. And, of course...
How about that?
Dirty History. Everything else is, like, all new shit. And DJ Clay. Who do we give a fuck about?
Speaking of which, you got that CD coming out next month.
Yes. I'm way getting that because of Whitney Payton.
Well, that's not very nice.
Oh, ghetto, you know you want to get that you want to hear that track from Whitney Payton.
Well, yeah, but it's not the only reason.
Okay, fine, but they brought back Misery.
Misery, man, I don't even really want to hear him. I got.
Oh, wait, did Harry just say broke back mountains?
No, I said Misery.
Listen, you faggot, man. Go back to your face down water, motherfucker. No, he said, listen. He said Misery.
Hmm.
Not even close. But no, man, I got the original Misery CD. I just don't have the case for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't really care for Misery either, but you know what? Fuck it. It's a new track from him. I'll give it a fucking chance. Plus, there's a track up on that they twisted too.
Hell was that?
Fucking. Either a motorcycle or someone's beat up bullshit of a car. That's one of the two.
see.
Yeah, you gotta remember, I'm like, I got the highway like literally right beyond my house.
Got a highway right behind your house.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Now, why would eBay think that your mother would want a new cell phone for Mother's Day?
Because of eBay?
I don't know. I mean, hell, come on, man. Like, my mom came to figure out how to use her own fucking cell phone.
That's what I'm saying, man. The fuck is that? Put your hand in there, it gets cut off. What is this?
That sounds like a fun game to play with an idiot.
It's a hand massager. That's interesting.
Well, think about this. Your hand will definitely be relaxed.
Dude, yeah, right. Dude, I get this. I'll put my hand in here. It'll get like stuck or something. I have to fucking Hulk out of it.
I'm sure Carrie and her black man wouldn't understand it.
This is a head massager, not fried chicken. They're not going to understand it, that's for sure.
Oh, this is Carrie talking about, so she definitely wouldn't understand it at all.
What the hell is Arulu?
A book?
An MP3 player. Video
never heard of that shit before.
I guess that's how you say it. It's I-R-U-L-U.
I think we need Adam here for a translation.
Yeah, it's not going to help. Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what a mother would want right there. A golf bag.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Or, Usher cologne.
What the fuck?
Or perfume, I mean.
What's he flipping out about?
Who the hell wants to smell like a black man?
I'll take Harry for 200.
Like, think about that. Why would you want to smell like cocoa butter?
No clue.
Jesus, man, he broke the toilet.
Well, Abby, you have fun with that.
He broke the fucking toilet. Damn.
3 hours later, he'll still be doing this.
Like, for real?
Yeah, I broke it.
He did break it.
That's awesome. Now you're gonna get a new toilet.
Damn, how powerful was that shit?
Very.
Obviously.
Very long, too.
Man, he got a snake out his drain and shit. Oh, that's fucking gross.
Yep, time to think.
Use the sink.
What the fuck?
For what exactly?
I said snake.
We heard snake. I used the snake.
I thought you were going to do something in the sink, though.
I'm not going to take this job the way I'm playing the sink.
That's pretty much what it was like you were saying.
That's what people thought.
Okay, don't go down.
Go back up. Come play on the toilet.
Oh, now that I just saw this, tell me if this person is fucking Alley Kid.
What up? Wait, what up on eBay?
No. How
about no? That would not surprise any of us. Has a, no. But still is good.
Nobody would buy that.
Hell no. Well, maybe except for Adam, the big homie.
Ah, those two are gay. They don't buy that.
Well, you're going to have to get back to your computer, but,
I'm wondering what the hell this is.
This picture was found on Big Homie's page, Freaky Tales. But tell me if that's her, though.
Hold on. So I'm back to my computer after, you know, fixing the toilet.
It looks like her. That really looks like her. But it's like she has too many clothes on in that picture. And it's a flat.
So, Chris, are you saying you want to see her naked?
I mean, I think we all have seen her naked. I think there's too many clothes in that picture, so I don't think it's her because of that.
Yeah.
That's all I know. If I get nightmares, I'm blaming Chris. Then get her.
He's the one who found it.
That's definitely her.
That's definitely her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Freaky Tales.
Wow. Why the fuck would he even want her up on there for?
It's probably one of the other people that run the page that put her there.
That's probably because she's the easiest fuck.
You know, mainly because that picture is just for people that want to take their clothes off.
Yeah.
So if I want to take my clothes off, I can get on there too. But seriously, the one girl that I just hit up yesterday, I didn't even realize that was the person from that page, because that's why she didn't answer me.
Now, back to eBay.
Yeah, now we all have our nightmares.
Here's a picture of Dolph Ziggler. Says, oh, yeah, I remember AJ. Isn't he in TNA?
I saw that. A long time ago.
This was posted 5 minutes ago.
I saw a different page. I don't remember exactly what the hell the page was, but I thought like around noon or something.
I see.
Oh, look. I found that Doug Lewis, see that Gail G was talking about, and look, one of the extras. An ICP patch, Tech 9. I don't know what the fuck that is in the background. And Morton's list.
Okay, then.
They want $55 for that shit. Yeah, I'm good. look, that's so nice. They're willing to pay for, to give us free shipping.
Oh, yeah. Freaking, how about Toys R Us has WWE 2K14 for pre-order already.
Hell yeah.
But that's the only place. Because I can't even find that. Like, I tried looking it up on GameStop or something, but it didn't even come up. Then Walmart doesn't have it yet. So I guess they're going to wait for a while.
Yeah, so how the fuck is the Toys R Us like got that shit?
No idea. Because it was on their website, man. It said WWE 2K14. I'm like, the fuck? I was like, hell, man. About to pre-order this shit or something. But then I won't get it until October.
Exactly.
I'd actually kind of, you know, wait till it has pre-order everywhere and see what the best option is, you know?
It's going to be the same price everywhere.
No, I mean, because they give some perks on where you get it, you know what I mean?
Well, what was the perk last time?
Well, I mean, you could have got the Stone Cold Steve Austin version.
Oh, yeah.
You only spent like $100 or something on it.
Yeah, let me spend $100 on a fucking video game.
Well, I mean, like, some places offer, you know, extra characters. Like, I mean, GameStop offered Mike Tyson.
That was just inside the game, man. Everybody got that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the fuck it was.
Everybody got that fucking piece of paper, man.
Mike Tyson. Kill somebody.
Like anybody ever wanted fucking Mike Tyson anyway.
Yeah, his character's so weak in that game.
Come on, who actually plays well?
I'm going to play Mike Tyson, WWE 13, and lose every match.
Havoc's losing too.
Pretty much. Sounds like he's coughing up a lung.
And that cover was beat as all hell too.
Sure, sure.
I mean, come on, all it says is WWE 2K14. That's all it says. But I'm guessing that I can go with a spokesperson for this shit this time.
Jeez, relax. Doesn't come out until October.
Yeah.
But what do you think the fucking 2K shit looks like on every game?
No clue.
It just says that.
Yeah.
You just said had no clue.
They should put at least a fox. They should put at least a fox on the front.
Now, why would they do that? She's not even ever on anything.
That's not
I mean,
true.
They put
the
Rock
on
the front, and so he's basically just going to be there for 4 pay-per-views and then disappear.
Who's that?
They have a Rock on the cover of the game.
Are you sure about that one?
You sure somebody didn't just Photoshop that?
I thought that was the official cover, and if it's the official cover, then I guess they'll just be there for 4 pay-per-views and disappear.
Maybe the Hornswoggle on there.
They should put him in there.
He'll be the cover.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, nigga, finally done. I can make some more music videos. You can get
what's
these,
finally cleaning out your toilet?
Yeah, I should go back and check that toilet. That none of that shit came back up.
No, I was good. All went down.
I was just doing extra checks. Knowing you? Yeah.
No, if it went down, I made sure because of the fact, you know, I took a piss and it went down. So it's all good in the hood.
It's all good in the hood.
What the fuck? And to be 100% sure of this, Stephanie McMahon revealed the cover star will be The Rock in like April or March.
Yeah, but you realize, you know, they could have changed, you know, they could have changed their mind by then.
They could have, but I kind of doubt they would.
Well, considering the fact, you know, The Rock lost the title.
I don't think it matters who had the title because, I mean, it's not like he was a CM Punk as the cover guy for last year because he had the title.
Well, he was WWE champion, so could possibly
we talked about, we didn't even get a full picture of CM Punk. They cut his head off. They said, fuck you.
I mean, was Brock Lesnar a champion and whenever they had Here Comes the Pain?
That was in 2003, yes.
I thought Kurt Angle was champion at the time.
So was Brock Lesnar.
So both of them were WWE champion at the same time? Damn.
No. You realize even 2003, they had two different titles, right?
I know. I mean, they still have two different titles. Even though the World Heavyweight Championship is basically meaningless now.
But yes, Brock Lesnar was WWE Champion.
I just really don't think that the guy who's a WWE Champion has anything to do with who's on the cover of the game.
And why would you say that?
Because, okay. Let's go back to SmackDown vs. Raw 2009. Triple H and Shawn Michaels were not the WWE champion or World Heavyweight champion when the game came out.
And yet now, the follow-up, you know, with how they had it with Brock Lesnar, who was champion, and when they had Here Comes the Pain come out.
And Triple H was definitely not the champion when SmackDown vs. Raw 2009 came out.
Well, no shit. But hello, they brought that back.
Well, still, I mean, that kind of proves my point. He was on the cover, and he wasn't the champion.
But yet, CM Punk was champion and undercover.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying the fact is that they don't always put the champion on the cover. That's what I was saying.
And I don't think it was just Triple H on the cover, though, for that one either.
What, 2009?
Yeah.
It's him and Shawn Michaels. I'm holding the game right now.
There you go. They put Shawn Michaels up on there because of the fact. Hello, Shawn Michaels, legend, icon.
Okay, then what about 2010, which had The Undertaker, Edge, Cena, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio all on the cover?
Taker, icon, legend. Edge, now legend. Let's see, I believe John Cena might have had the fucking title back in 2010.
Eh, who cares? He's had the title too many times.
And I think Edge might have held the world title back at that time, too.
I'm not sure exactly when he retired it in 2010.
Because he didn't retire in 2010.
That was 11.
Exactly. That's when they brought Alberto Del Rio into the company.
And I remember, didn't he like drop the title to like Christian or something like that?
Yeah. And, you know.
Who lost it within a day?
Yeah, to Randy Orton. And then whined about one more match, like a moron.
For three times, and lost all of those, and then went to TNA. And did so well in TNA, he went back to WWE, and has not been seen since.
Yeah, because he's been out with an injury.
No, he's 100%. That was announced before WrestleMania that he's 100%. They just have no storyline for him.
They don't need a storyline for him.
To return with? They want a storyline, so he returns with something good.
They don't need a storyline, period. ECW never had a storyline.
Well, we're not in ECW days, Havoc.
No, we're on fucking retarded PG mode.